From now on, it will be quiet.
I think Ditenda is going to talk a lot.
I'm here to take care that you are.
I never know what to do with this.
It's always the other way around, like, how you put it.
Okay. So you start, okay. I think, right?
So we are looking at InterSpeech, no?
Yeah, so we are going to talk about the papers from InterSpeech.
So how many sessions you attended?
That's not a good question, I think. All of them, of course. All of them, of course.
Well, you can't put down multiple sessions in the same place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's a your.
Okay, bad answer, right?
So, any general impression or feedback? So, for any of you, it's your first conference? Or
maybe not at all.
I mean, in the sense that it's a. Like InterSpeech is really big conference for speech.
Yeah,
so
it's not every year, right?
Before.
Well, Geneva, that's why I'm here.
Yeah,
Geneva, your speech.
Yeah, so then I think you have attended before.
Yeah, we met in ICSLP, right? The first time. So, yeah. So how did you like the conference anyway? When you compare to the others, the previous one?
Well, I think it's quite interesting, but only annoying thing is this. Multiple sessions, and sometimes you can't able to go to oral tag these oral presentations most of the time.
Why, because
like posters is you can spend a lot of time posters looking at mini posters than sitting 20 minutes for one oral presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So in 20 exactly. minutes you can see at least 2-3 posters and you can directly talk to people.
Yeah.
So even I found like very few people in. Some more presentation.
Right.
I think most of the people are looking around posters and.
Okay, so you attended mostly posters, I guess. So how many presentations?
Yeah, presentations are hardly a handful of like five or.
I like the invited speaker about the implant in the ear.
Oh, yeah.
It's
quite good.
He was from Austria, right? The guy?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, he's very famous, I think, for that, right? Mm. He's the inventor of that implant and.
Okay.
For the year, I think.
Yeah. Even some panel discussions on the human speech recognition, reducing gap between ASR and HSR. It was pretty interesting, a lot of arguments and differently. It's mainly the differences, different approaches of engineers versus linguists or phoneticians. Yeah.
I realized it was. There were panel discussions only at the place where I could see the, and that, you know, there were some boards saying that there is some panel discussion.
Okay.
But I couldn't get, no one knew where is it, what it is, when it happens, and why, and so forth.
Yeah, even inside the panel discussions, I think one is really held in small room, so people are really crowded.
Wow, this is not this. Speech is not restricted only to papers and these things. And so how do you like this open?
It's good, yeah.
It's
a bit hot still.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Did you go around?
Yeah, we went to the Costa Caparica there.
Okay.
With the bus we were supposed to take the direct one, but we didn't.
So you went to a beach, to Atlantic Sea coast, or
I stayed 2 days before. So I went. You just take the train. Maybe that's the same. I'm not sure.
Uh huh.
Train.
And it's not so far from Lisbon.
Half
an hour.
North.
Yeah. West or north? I don't know.
North.
Okay, so you stayed at the same coast. Not. You didn't go to the island, cross the river, where's the bridge.
Not very far. No.
Okay, so.
We went to like far south to Lagos. And
with Hamed,
that was really good. Those beaches are really good.
Yeah.
More south to
even down
the hole through the water.
But weather was really hot. In the south it's more than 35.
Yeah. But I think Lisbon, those days were pretty good.
Lisbon
like
was good.
Seemed to me quite not cold but still okay, like reasonable.
Yeah, even local transport.
Oh yeah.
It's fun, like, but yeah, most of the time the buses are really crowded.
Yeah, I was happy to be back in Swiss after a few days. It's better to be here, I think.
Yeah, because it's really big city. Now.
Yeah, it's a big city, many people.
I was very surprised that even the trams did have an AC there.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't see it.
Those new only, right? Not
yeah,
the old one, but
right,
yeah.
But can you imagine something like in Czechy?
Yeah. Oh, it's not necessary to have it, maybe.
Well,
sometime, yes, but not so many days. Huh?
If you would have to spend an hour and a half that Hemant and the others spent
traveling
with a bus to the
conference
center from the hotel that we were, that was a direct bus, and it took them an hour and a half.
Yeah, but that's not good. Direct bus was not good. Like, so you can go to the central place and then
better
take the tram and the train.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the right choice, but to take something which was direct.
The easiest way.
Not definitely the direct as anything else.
Well, what is the place? Kaisho. Kaisho, that the central landing where we changed the bus.
I don't remember the name. Is it there? Yeah, it's supposed to be there.
Kaisho show. Kaisho show.
Yeah.
Maybe you can check the book.
Oh, you've got
it's there. Like I used to find bus numbers from book.
Originally, I bought it because I marked some hotels, but
go on.
Yeah. Only one which surprised me a bit. It was speaker recognition, I think, but it doesn't really matter. They were trying to model covariance of different components for GMN. Instead of using a diagonal. But then if you use a full, it's too much.
Yeah.
So they use some approach where they tie them automatically. And after that,
pruning covariance
model.
It's like
more tidying. It is still full, but different components are tied. Different components of the matrix tied.
But what does it mean tied then?
Equal.
Like
yeah, but then you have to store the whole matrix and plus some extra information what is tied to it.
No,
you have to store a minimum number, a reduced number of
right.
parameters,
mm-hmm.
and they are tied in a linear way. Actually, sorry, not equal, but
it's like all the semi-type covariance models.
Yeah, exactly.
Are
that's
right.
So they reduce. It's in between the direct covariance versus full covariance. So you try to reduce some parameters by tying.
The interesting thing is that they applied it on speaker recognition, and on the features before they had three different ways to decorrelate the features, and they show it without this, with diagonal GMN, or with this, and with this, with semi-tied covariance matrices, it was much less sensitive to which decorrelation procedure you choose. So
they obtain better results with that, finally?
Also
or?
Better, but of course
but
it depends on the number of parameters you put.
Right.
You
but if you compare it with some baseline, let's say you use just GMM with diagonal covariance matrices.
No, I think
they
got good results with just using diagonals, so definitely.
I think it was even slightly better.
And no decorrelation before, like?
Maybe decorrelation again, they do DCT or KLT or
Or LDA is there.
LDA
or
LDA.
The main point is to like make it faster, the decoding or what?
Make it possible to use full covariance matrix.
Yeah. But there must be the sense, right? Because once
you
decorrelate the data, then you don't need to have.
No, but still, there is still. That's why
I know.
People
that's
come.
So that means that the decorrelation is not optimal, right? So
yeah, definitely it's not optimal. So it's also like doing for along the diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
again. So it's completely impossible to do it with full covariance matrix? Or it's really computationally really
Computationally.
So see, suppose 1390 1390 for every
of course.
Yeah, so
from the point of view of computation, but otherwise
there is no problem.
Yeah.
No, no problem, but
okay.
If you see so many models and
yeah.
Okay,
so many
so
mixtures.
You have to choose either many
right.
other things to store and huge computation.
Yeah. That you can see, you can't really like even, you can't, the models itself is like 38 times more than that.
Right,
so
right.
So
yeah.
If you have like 5 megabytes or 10 megabytes of models.
Yeah.
But even I think it's really...
Yeah, it's this one.
Like impossible for the really big system.
Yeah, definitely.
Improving
it's almost impossible for like LBCSR. It's impossible to use
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
You've got dimension 39 times 39.
Yeah. For
yeah.
Every, so you have to store all this.
Yeah.
So that
it's impossible to use it, and you cannot even train it, right?
Yeah, but
more or less,
the
I think.
You can find them.
Mm.
They are better. They find PCA, LDM, LLT.
Oh, so looks interesting.
Yeah.
It's not really anything new, but you just apply that to your ID.
Yeah. Different task.
Yeah.
So I found one paper interesting. I think you know Vivek, most of you. This is Vivek's paper on like variable scale feature extraction. Normally we used to fix it window for like feature extraction like 25 milliseconds or 30 seconds. Here he's proposing variable scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fixed scale is non-optimal for, it's non-optimal because like for vowels you can have
much
longer and for plosives and these things
mm-hmm. shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really shorter, like even around less than 20 milliseconds or so. Okay. So he's proposing like this variable scale window kind of online for each segment.
Well, I guess to be online.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can do like, you can measure and you can do. But he's basically doing some likelihood ratio testing. So if so the main idea is like, suppose you have a one segment. So he's trying to find the stationarity, quasi stationarity of that segment.
Right.
Like extend it as much as possible.
As much as possible,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely you have to assume some the minimum and maximum sizes
of
your own. So he is using.
What is the mean?
Minimum is, I think, around 12.5 milliseconds. Rating. Maximum is 60 milliseconds.
So it's not so.
Isn't it smaller, the minimum? No?
So the minimum
2.5 milliseconds.
No, I think minimum is 20 milliseconds.
20 milliseconds.
12.5
from
milliseconds is kind of
50 or this.
Oh yeah.
20 millis minimum is.
I don't know.
No,
no,
because of
not as small as it should have been, but
no, you can use
small
other
processing. After.
No, mainly because of MFCC computation because it becomes really noisy. Like if you use 10 milliseconds means you have only 80 samples for and then
right.
You have if you use 24 filters, the filters won't get any samples.
Okay.
So.
But it's not an intrinsic limitation, it's just because of
Because of computation. So even I think even he can find less than 20 millisecond windows also, especially for
and the shifting is still the same or not?
Shifting
overlap.
Yeah, he's using 12.5 millisecond. Yeah, shifting is almost the same.
So
but the problem like
how do you
like no, how many frames per second you do have? Is it again like 100 frames or it's less or even if you keep variable length of the frames, right?
Yeah.
You can still keep the same
he's keeping
frame
same
rate.
Number of frames. He's using 12.5
because
12.5
I understand this would have sense for I don't know speech coding where you want to preserve or you want to encode it into less frames, right?
Yeah.
But why to do it for speech recognition? It means that
number of frames.
Yeah,
but
no, why to keep a variability in the length of the frames? Why not to keep the same length? What
actually,
is the
problem is again, you see the shift is the Nyquist frequency if you compute modulation spectrum.
Yeah.
So again, if you change this shift, the modulation spectrum Nyquist frequency changes for each window. So
right.
If you want to do again another high level feature extraction again, it will be a problem. So but he's like he discussed, I mean describing this, because even this itself is a problem, keeping the fixed frame size, because you're analyzing your this segment many times.
Right.
So this shift
right.
will, suppose
right.
if you find one segment of 60 milliseconds and then you're doing this 10 milliseconds, so every almost I think you have five frames you're analyzing the previous this
right.
already
right.
segments.
Right. Right. Right.
So again this may blur some frequency transition or but the problem is again this bottleneck is here, like you can't change your Nyquist frequency
right.
modulation.
Yes.
I have two questions. First is essentially how he's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Well, once he gets the frame, like from here to here, then where he advances to start with computation of the next frame?
So the main idea is like first he take the some window, some samples, then he assume somewhere some variable end point there is a change.
Okay.
Then
it's not symmetric.
It's not symmetric. You can it's basically you have to like again do for all the samples in that 0 to n. So then what he does is like he proposed like some likelihood ratio test based on maximum likelihood. So that is really simple. Like so what he does is like so he computes the residual. He first he does the LP analysis and then he computes the residual and he takes the residual energy of full signal, like these 0 to n samples.
Okay, so to do
the full
signal. Full
so,
like from some sub-window or
the whole
10 window. Seconds of speech or what?
No, like he assumes.
Also some.
Yeah, 60 milliseconds or something he starts with. So
okay.
So then
something longer window than the one we are speaking about.
Yeah,
okay.
Then he can split that window at point n, say point n. So then you will have 0 to, you can segment.
Okay, so you have a window and then you split it to two parts and you shift the point where you split it? Or?
Yes, see, so
okay.
This is your window. So then you can move your, like this. You can move your point.
Okay.
So splitting then this will be like one and this will be second.
Okay.
But again, he assumes some initial sizes for these windows.
Okay, so basically we have
he don't start with he don't start with zero sample or something. He's
right.
starting
yeah.
with
okay.
So the left window is starts at 20 milliseconds.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already here, like suppose this is full signal, you're already here. So right window is should end at 12.4. So you have to search basically in this range.
So once you have say 1 hour of speech. You start at the beginning, and first you try with 20 milliseconds.
Yeah.
Then you shift to 25 and so forth.
Yeah. And then if the maximum is 60 millisecond frame for him.
Okay.
So
and
if
you
don't
find
anything,
where what? Where do you stop actually?
60 milliseconds.
I know, but you start at 20 and go to 60. But which point do you choose?
No, the point is depending on the likelihood ratio. So he got.
Okay.
So he suppose this is suppose say segment one. And this is segment two. So he compute this error here. So, and then he gives some kind of, in terms of this residual error. So this residual error is for full 0 to n samples. Then divide by, suppose this point is say n. So 0 to n, and then like, so this is the basically the main equation. So here.
So he's maximizing that?
Yeah, he's finding the likelihood for full frame, and then it's basically a likelihood ratio test. So he's comparing the likelihood of the full segment divided by the likelihood of the sub-segment.
Likelihood that something and something, what is the likelihood?
Likelihood of the, like this likelihood is this error estimate of the residual.
Okay.
So residual power he can compute. So. After doing LP, he can get a residual, and then he can compute the power of the residual. So that he is proving that power is
so
again maximum likelihood estimate of your LP parameters. So that way it's interesting. It's you don't really need to do lot of computation. We just need to take the error of residual of this full window and then residual of energy of these sub windows, and then you can just divide them. And then the only thing is, like, again, he has to use some threshold to decide. That's only the he got, he's finding something more around 3 or 3.5 is the optimum threshold. But the another advantage is, like, it's not really changing speech recognition, whatever, it's not really changing because of the threshold. So you don't really need to, like, fiddle with threshold a lot. So,
yeah, but why the main value which you are comparing to, the overall value or overall likelihood or whatever you call it, why he's using the whole signal for this? Because so if the whole signal was steady somehow and it would be able to be modeled by LP model well, then the residual will be very low. So he's supposing that the whole signal won't be able to be captured by LP model, and that the residue would be high enough, or
I understand. This is the actually basically some theoretical proof. Like, maybe if you're interested, you can see when he's quoting from. This is from, again, statistical signal processing. What they say here is, like, suppose if you analyze two distinct pith order this LP analysis in the same stationary analysis window, the coding error will always be greater than the ones resulting from this analysis in two windows, two stationary windows. He's basically based on this theorem. So, so what he's saying is, like, if you do this error, it will be always greater than the these errors of two stationary windows.
Okay, that's reasonable. Because actually, if the whole signal would be able to be modeled by LPC, then anyway he has to design some framing.
Yeah.
So even if it's very stationary, by dividing over this whole stuff, he is able to find some reasonable boundaries.
Yeah, probably.
Makes sense.
This may be. Okay. I think he's getting some improvement, but.
How did you cope with what you mentioned sometime before, that if it's a very long stationary period, for each 12.5 frame, you will actually get the same segment, no?
See, he's just he's normalizing the energy coefficient, because energy is really affected a lot.
Okay.
So he's,
but it's to be power, not energy, definitely. No?
Energy, like C0 component, like, so he's using MFCC, so
yeah, but
he's normalizing the C0 component
by
for
the length.
Yeah.
Then power instead of energy.
Power is
energy
the
over length.
Yeah. It's time, like, yeah. It's okay, like samples, or you can say root mean square energy or something.
Okay. So two things I still don't understand. This is supposed to be only for MFCCs and these easy features. One question I wanted to ask before. Does he preserve within the feature vector the framing he's using finally? Because does he somehow put the information about what's the size about the frame to the feature vector itself, or
no,
is throwing away this framing?
No.
There is no.
What do you mean, like the window length?
Something like this, because
no,
the recognizer could be good for the recognizer to know what was the chosen framing by this.
But
it
doesn't use, it doesn't use, I guess, because at the end, like, you take these features and you try and model. So it really matters what frame shift you're using for models. Like, because he will get, like, every 10 milliseconds he get one frame, one feature. Like, it doesn't really depend on, because suppose if you take your case, like, your window may be longer, so it doesn't really matter, like, what size window you use or not. But at every 10 milliseconds, whether you give some features or not really matters, no? So, you can use 30 milliseconds or 50 millisecond window.
Oh, probably I didn't get it. So The framing is
same.
Equidistant.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
the
yeah.
windows are
Yeah,
wider.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah. Right,
yeah.
right.
Framing, I always like it's really
because it would
yeah.
be crazy. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
if you change framing, it's really.
yeah. It might be difficult.
I think
Oh, I
even
see. So
it's really problem, no? Like if you try
it's
even models also, I guess if you change, it's not only with this modulation
Mm-hmm.
spectra and
Probably.
shifts in deltas
Who
because.
knows? Maybe it's possible to use it somehow. But then there is information about temporal information is somehow included in
Yeah, but
such.
it's really complicated. I think if
Yeah.
you use,
Yeah.
yeah, that we don't
Cannot
really.
imagine the transformation to get the modulation spectrum out of such a stuff.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
then it's kind of
There is also
interesting.
some like not paper, but I saw the algorithm. I have been using in that called temporal decomposition. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
Like,
the Ethel's temporal B.
I don't know who proposed it. I just had it from Bimbot, Frédéric Bimbot. Do you know that guy? He's French, somewhere now in
Yeah.
Telecom, French Telecom. I don't know where he's working. But we were using it for speech coding. So
Yeah.
we just had a speech, and you had decomposed the speech into such segments, temporal segments, which were stationary inside. And then you can more or less quantize those segments somehow and use it for
Yeah.
encoding, let's say,
Yeah,
or.
first this is proposed
And
by
it worked
Ethel
pretty.
later.
Yeah,
Even he
yeah.
read one paper in our reading group, you remember? But I have implemented it. It's quite
They were
working
using
well,
like
actually.
SVD stuff, single
Yeah.
value decomposition for that, and
Yeah.
it worked pretty well. Like, I was surprised.
Quantize
Like,
also worked for
yeah,
me.
exactly. Yeah. He was using that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't you still use it?
No,
Oh,
he was
well, it's
quoting.
so well.
it has been used for speech coding. Nobody used it for recognition stuff, I think. I never heard that.
Yeah, but
But
you do speech coding, so do you still use it?
No, I don't, of course.
Why?
Yeah, that's good question. Maybe.
Yeah, he was quoting that paper also. Like, he was telling this. This is kind of optimization criteria. What this temporal decomposition is doing, like you're trying to segment your signal
Right.
into like discrete windows, and then
Right.
so. But he was telling like this. A relationship between optimization and then quasi-stationarity is not really obvious. So stationarity is again different. No, stationarity is.
Yeah, that's true.
This is optimization. We want to like see some signal, few segments which can really represent the whole. So maybe that's why like this may not be really.
That's true.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, this one. Yeah, he's getting some improvement now with this
That's
reasoning by
important.
Cypher.
Mm.
Oh, there should be, after each conference, there should be something like 10 people should sit down, read the papers,
All
and
the
then
papers.
rank them. You know, all the similar papers within one session, say, focus to this topic,
Okay.
and say, this is the best, this works slightly worse than this one, and throw away what is not that
I
good, and
think
these
people wouldn't
papers should
like
be.
it.
Three
Many
papers which
people
are
wouldn't
the
like it.
best should be implemented and used
No,
from that time
again.
onwards. Like forget all the MFCCs because it's too old, and then start building the
Right.
story on the new stuff and not
But
the
again, getting that
this.
10 papers is really difficult task. It takes maybe years. And again,
Yeah,
like
sure.
definitely, like
Yes,
who will choose the 10 papers?
yes. I know, like.
Exactly.
This is just a
If you ask,
theory.
yeah, but yeah, those things are practically kind of really.
Because
But I think these kind of things, what you should, I mean, what you said is really good. Like, if people start implementing, like, some people
yeah.
propose something in feature level, some propose in something in model level,
Yes.
but these
No
two are
one.
really independent. No one really
Yeah.
combined these two or.
Right. And everybody's like using different training and testing
Right.
data, and then you don't know
Especially
which.
features, like suppose if
Yeah.
somebody
Like.
come with different good features, again people
They
develop
show
those
it works for
MFCCs.
Timid, but then you try to use some different databases.
Yeah,
You
but
see, it
like
doesn't work.
no, it's not really sure also. Like suppose people, you can't really force people to use same
Yeah,
features,
sure.
so
Yeah.
they
You
will be
can.
happy with their own features and their own scripts, so they are a bit reluctant to change features every time, and it's.
So a little bit what NIST is trying to do now.
Yeah,
Yeah?
exactly. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
so.
NIST evaluations.
Yeah. Because to
But
me,
even
it
NIST,
seems
you
that
can.
everyone is still comparing to PLPs or MFCCs, and there are so many new systems, and everything is new, but
Yeah, but
Windows is
nobody, you
still,
know,
what,
it's
20 years old?
those new systems are still not general, like, you know, like those PLP and CCs, because everybody knows that it works somehow,
yeah,
right? For any kind of data.
Yeah.
That's why they are comparing to that. So once somebody will come with something new, okay,
yeah,
he is showing it works for some data, but
yeah, especially LVCs
still
are in really big systems.
Yeah, yeah.
That people
first, it's difficult to show that it works for all the data, right? Because
yeah,
it's really
right. It's again,
but
you don't
you
know.
And
every paper then should contain all the results from this evolution or some standard task.
No, then there will
otherwise
be only one conference in 3 years or something for speech.
Yeah, but then we all optimize it on the same task.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you cannot get
yeah
anything new after some time.
But
okay,
again,
so it could be you would have to publish the results on this standard task, and then you could say, well, I also tried on this and this.
Yeah, but then you run out of time.
That's why you can publish only once in 3 years.
No, but then only it makes some progress.
No, ideally you're correct.
But I think people are doing, suppose in InterSpeech there was some challenge on speech synthesis. So what's like, it challenge was really good. Like, so they give the database, so you have to work on that database. What technique use is
yeah, that's your
choice.
Choice.
Like, but the database and then the results analysis is they decide. So even speech recognition also, some tests are coming, like for phone segmentation or something. People give some database and then you have to do this. You can use whatever you want and produce.
Yeah, but
even for features
for
also, like
can you use from some
features
data
also
from the outside world?
Yeah, they design the data such a way that it's really like really real data.
Yeah, but they give you also training data?
No, no.
No,
but just
for speech synthesis, it's like they give you some data.
Oh, okay.
So whether like use for training or you can do like data driven or like model based approach or whatever. Like at the end, then they will ask you to synthesize some sentences and you have to synthesize them and then
okay,
you have to send them.
So they give you only the training or development data?
Yeah,
yeah.
Training data. No development training. Yeah,
how
training.
Do they evaluate?
Evaluate. It's again subject to because for
so
speech synthesis.
They ask people to sit and
listen.
Yeah,
listen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Probably. Mm.
Yeah, even it's mostly they use native speakers only. They can really explain.
Okay. But they don't have any measure, like you have an original speech.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You transcribe it.
Yeah. So even they propose some kind of word error rate. So you have the original speech, so the synthesized speech, is there any words which are not matching?
Mm-hmm.
So even speech synthesis, they also introduced this word VWR terms.
Okay.
But this was really quite successful, like in this conference, InterSpeech.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people participated.
Right.
I think even they're continuing this for next year. And
it's just TTS, right? Text to speech.
Text to speech.
Right.
But I heard like even for ICAST next year, there's some competition by Martin Krug, Sheffield, on this feature extraction.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. So at least if you make tasks simple, focused, then it may be good to compile these features. And but if you use some large vocabulary system, it takes 6 months to build it, and at the end, you don't know whether your features are really
right. Right.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why like people are always using PLPs or MFCs. It's such a like a lot of time involved, so you can't really check.
So maybe, I don't know if somebody like this will have one recognizer and you just plug a different feature. But
yeah, but at least in India we have this numbers recognizer is almost kind of free, so everybody is using.
Right.
So that's what we're doing, you know, almost like we are putting different features in. I think, yeah, numbers recognizer is not really different from, at least in EDAP we have almost the same.
Well,
but maybe you're using 29, that's
yeah,
why it's different. But
yeah, a couple of people at EDAP, but there are already two different setups.
But at least,
are they?
27.
For OGI?
They're all using 27. So.
For OGI numbers?
Yeah.
Stories and numbers.
Different setups, like some people use this setup and some people that.
Yeah.
We use the distinct train and test set, even the different sets of phonemes.
No, but the problem is you're using only digits, so maybe that's for you.
Well, I don't use only digits. My MLPs are trained on everything.
No, but test set is digits. Your
test
main
is
task
digits,
is digits.
Yeah.
Yes, that's like it. But OGN numbers other, like now we are little bit converged, like we are using 27 phones and before it was like 24, 25. But it's better, like once you have like
So you
whatever
just
the back end, then you can put features like whether they are gammas or like spectral entropies or emergencies or whatever. Then at least you can see.
would be nice for Aurora, maybe.
Huh? Yeah. But
For
Aurora is.
what? Aurora.
Aurora
Ah,
has.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but Aurora, is it really big database or how much time it takes to set up system and then
No, it's fast, though.
it's
I
fast,
don't know.
okay.
I've been working with that
But the
and.
problem is Aurora, again, these models are word-based models.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so again, here we use Trifones and so, but definitely, yeah. If you want to show noise, I think you have to show on Aurora
For
also.
noise conditions, yeah, it's pretty good.
Aurora is real time.
Well, those recognizers are made there. You just use them. That's it. You don't have to play with it. Even if it was forbidden in the time, right? So you have a recognizer, just use it.
Yeah,
Don't play with
you
it.
can.
You just play with the
Yeah,
features.
yeah, yeah.
Because the
But
noise
yeah,
can be compared.
right.
Yeah, at
Exactly.
least, I mean, what those
So
studies I think people already did for even in ICSLP 2002, they had a
yeah,
special session on
right.
features for Aurora. So,
Yeah, I remember. With David Pierce, he was.
this Qualcomm XE features and
Yeah,
these guys,
exactly.
OGI features and all this. So, there are already people. But again, like at the end, like for LVCSR, people are using PLPs or MFCCs or nothing, all this
Who
fancy
is the
features.
one who actually uses what we try to do here? These are companies, because it's not scientists. Scientists just start from PLP and then design the new features, new backend or new anything, but they start from the old stuff. But who is the one who is using these results
You.
which we publish and try to make?
But maybe another
We are
paper
using those results somewhere else.
for publishing another paper or something.
Yeah, but once you finish your PhD, you go and
But not
it's
everybody go.
over.
Not everybody. Many
And
people
those who
stay, so.
don't, they stay and publish another papers and they but
But
they don't
maybe
turn into a life, no?
Guillaume, you
Activity
can
into
tell, no?
life.
Like, you work with these Siemens people here. No, Siemens or this
Yeah,
Daimler Presse.
Daimler, yeah.
What kind of features they use? Like they use any
I don't know. You know,
UI?
they are extremely secretive.
Oh
I had a
god.
hard time just to get the signals.
Yeah.
So I asked other questions, but it's quite tough.
Yeah, even so,
Yeah.
I didn't discuss anything with Sunil also, like I'm not technical discussions
Yeah.
anything.
Yes.
Yeah, see these kind of things are big,
Yeah, they have to.
But do you have any like feeling that whether they go for all these new features or
Yes.
they usually use only?
I wonder which level they are using
They
of
have,
this
yeah, they have to do
maybe.
some tests in their Mercedes, some speech recognition tests. But it seems now, at least Daimler, they mostly work on dialogue management, but not much on features and recognition.
But even they don't believe like with one paper or two, I guess, because at least for them, no
Yeah,
PLPs or
sure.
MFCCs, they know that okay,
That's
these things work on
exactly.
Yeah.
every task, so okay, we can put hands on these things.
I doubt they are trying right now.
Huh?
I doubt that at Daimler they are trying right now, but maybe other companies.
Yeah. Maybe like, yeah, because Sunil is working in Nokia, he's a expert
Okay,
in
so
kind of
maybe
things
talk
also.
that
Yeah,
Nokia will be using
in
Tandem
RAM. Oh.
on
But
their
yeah, we're not
PLPs.
sure. Even
No.
Sunil won't tell us.
Yeah, I cannot
Well,
know.
many people plays with Tandem, right? Like MIT or who is using that?
No.
Some not MIT,
No,
but
this
somebody.
Cohen, you mean like
I don't know. Hina told us that somebody's using that and very actively. Like, okay, it works for them, and they are close to like industry. Like, there is. It's a research
So
group
it might
of.
be related to XE.
I know. I don't think it's somebody else or. I don't know. Somebody knew us, but I
But
think.
this was
Some
Signal
something
Company,
like
no?
AT&T or what?
This was Signal Company, Hinnik always mentions, right?
Cohen?
Oh,
Cohen's company.
yeah.
What they're using, you.
Jordan Cohen.
I don't know. He's even if
Vo
Qualcomm? No.
no, voice signal. They make the
Oh,
recognition for the
yeah.
Samsung
For
phones and
right. No, I don't know
yeah, but they
the
have
new
like
features.
really many recognizers like this.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe
Yeah, I
definitely
think.
they may be using PLPs or
Maybe
emails.
they are using PLPs and. But I believe that there is still
Dasa or
some another stuff. up
Rasta
to
or
yeah
something.
Rasta or whatever else, like
Yeah,
all those
those.
decorrelations and transformations. I think it's there, but more or less it's again based on MXC or something like that,
Yeah,
or
they give
maybe
it
terms.
whatever is certain to work, and they use it. They don't use anything which is too new, which is not.
No,
Yeah, the
more or
too
less, I
new is really
think,
definitely.
yeah.
Because like they have to at least see at least 4 or 5 years of results of some new
I
features and
think
some consistent results. So
it's like the NASA, you know, they use 486 machines to put to
a space or
spaceships
oh, okay.
because it's known to work
Right.
perfectly well, or Pentium, not any P4 or whatever, because it's safe, it has been working for 20 years, and then only it
That's
takes it
true.
one
That's
on
true.
20.
But that's different situation
Yeah, of
because,
course,
right,
yeah.
they need that it doesn't crash that machine.
Correct,
If
yeah,
something happened with the machine and I don't, the Alex system, it doesn't matter, right? Somebody will fix it and change it. But
Another issue is like again the computation issues. No? If they want to make on
sure.
mobile, they don't want to really use some fancy, really expensive, computationally expensive features. So all these.
Hynek also talked about this Cohen's cell phone, which he was showing to work with the LVCSR. He was saying that there is something really, really simple, the decoder, I mean, not the feature, but he was mentioning something to the decoder that is just.
It's just
Yeah.
phone recognition or something like.
Even not Viterbi, just even
Yeah,
something
something like
simpler.
no DTW or something. I
Yeah.
don't know, I'm not really sure how
But
they
most
use
of the
it.
mobiles, they use DTW kind of thing, you know. All
I
these,
don't know.
say
Do
voice
you think
calling,
so?
yeah, voice
Yeah.
calling and this
Oh,
thing.
yeah,
Because
that's
that's
true.
easy, like, because
Yeah,
they
sure.
don't really need to put a lot of
Yeah.
memory and these things. Otherwise, if they want to build real recognition.
But there you could send an SMS, I think, or something like that. You could dictate text.
Yeah.
So
We
yeah, it was
even
interesting.
on phone,
On the phone.
Yeah.
Some new one or
the phone that
from the
Cohen,
Cohen's?
yeah,
Yeah,
voice
that
signals.
was
It's
it.
a similar one to what Erwin has, for example. He was showing it live on MLMI, last MLMI conference. You can look at the video
But
later.
which phone it
It's
is?
Samsung,
Samsung, some
some
I
new,
don't
really new
remember.
phone,
Whatever,
but.
some, but some which you can buy, right?
Yes, yeah. Commercial
But
phone. The software is always available, or?
you can train it like on your
Whatever.
speech,
No, the
or
software is
it's don't know that.
again on top of mobile, or like
It's
it
quite
comes with
interesting, huh?
your mobile.
Well, they just bought a mobile, and based on the OS it's using,
No, the thing is usually
they developed the
these kind
software.
of facilities are like not normal. So
No,
they
this is
charge
the
more, or like
development
yeah.
phone. This is not the commercial phone
Okay.
with the software.
Yeah, definitely
They
they may
just use the
charge
device.
for more money, again some extra bill for this using this recognition engine or something.
Or you
So
can just buy that application, right?
yeah.
I don't know, like it's
What?
like you've got some mobile phone and then you can buy from another company some such application that you can dictate your
Yeah.
SMS or whatever.
I don't know if it's already the
I
case
don't
or
know if it
something.
is done now,
Yeah.
but like.
But maybe like if you can't really recognize, you will be really
But have you
annoyed
ever
and
used like a dictation
speaking.
system for Windows? Those
Yeah, I have
there were
used
many of
once
them.
like this Dragon, that
Yeah,
was kind of
Dragon
cool,
was
like
there. And I heard that it
yeah.
worked very, very well.
Because even in when I
Yeah.
was working in like in Edinburgh, like one guy he got some problem with hands, and then he was always using this dictation. Even he used to write a lot of C++ code with dictation, like so
Right.
it's really good, like so. But you have to really try, and then you have to
Right.
kind of
Your speech.
yeah
Okay.
you have to get used to the
get
system,
used to
not
the
the
system.
system to
Yeah, it's really like
Okay.
you have to get used to the system, like how to say
How to
all the
say,
colons and this
okay.
thing system, how. But it's really funny, like he is able to use it for like years, and he used to write a lot of code, and it was really great.
By the way, you should be the one to ask, is there anything, if I'm just a private person and I want for free any software which is able to read me a book in English, for example, at festival, am I able to put the text to the system and to in real time to listen to the
You can listen
output?
festival.
Festival is able to
Read them, it reads like.
read just a normal plain text in reasonable, comprehensible English. so that I can understand it.
I think, yeah,
I think you can do the festival. You can just call like this. There are different kind of again how you call the festival. So you can just give the full interactive. Is that there is an interactive? So then you will get the all the colon and other things. If you want to like read full text, then you can say like the full text, like those syntax, and then it will speak.
And it's in real time on the
yeah.
It's based on a
iPhone, yeah.
Diphones, right?
That's why it's real time, like otherwise it's a bit difficult. And
yeah, yeah.
It's okay, you can easily understand, so it's simply difficult.
Yeah, I think it's very good.
The Festool is good, like now it comes with all the Linux boxes also. So
mm-hmm.
Yes,
the iPhone that I was trying to install it, and there are other voices like Cat Voice and these voices. This is not too
no, there are so many voices. Like
because
again,
I don't know which.
Which
if it's iPhone or which approach this is?
No, mostly the festival what you get on Linux machines is iPhone
yeah.
based only.
So it's
they supply few
samples
voices.
Of the iPhones.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just
so you've got it installed in your machine here? Right?
It's already.
Yeah,
if you just put festival
here.
Festival, right?
Yes, it comes with direct Linux software only, now which is
okay.
open source.
Oh, and have you tried it?
Yes, I've tried.
And.
There are some built-in, like easy voices, which you can. There
so
is a
you can
one completely synthetic, which you cannot understand at all. And then there is a diphone synthesis. I think it is the diphone synthesis from the some like something like cat voice.
Yeah, cat voice. Like there are like they have
so so, but this doesn't sound very nice. And
uh-huh.
we were playing at the summer school with them, actually with the authors, and they were playing us some.
Yeah,
new
voices, like yeah,
and it sounded like a human. It was great.
Yeah, that's the difference. That they in CSTR views this unit selection. It's not diphones. You have
yeah.
really large inventory of the speech.
So this is not
with those voices. They are
not
at release.
Or
yeah, no, it's free. They will be releasing soon, I guess.
But
so maybe you can
it's
just
not
check.
Here so far.
No, it's here on the web. Then it won't come with your Linux software. So you have to again. Download from
okay. I'm fine with this, but I can.
Yeah, you can download.
Make
more.
It run on
yeah.
my machine.
Yeah, yeah. If the voices are called multi-sync.
Okay.
Multi-sync, some voice. So you can download from the voice, from the web.
And the engine is in the festival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just a voice.
Yeah,
view.
Yeah.
Okay.
So voice is like the database
okay.
of the
okay.
the for a speaker who speaks this
mm-hmm.
text. So it's really. Large database, so the quality will be better.
So
you can find similar.
Still real time.
Yeah, it's more or less,
mm.
but not exactly like
no.
It's 2 times or 1.5 times.
No.
But you can prune like how much you want because.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is again like, that's kind of my PhD work. How in this system like how you choose the units and how you concatenate.
Mm-hmm.
So there are again cost functions and better
yeah,
means.
It's very
so then you can always
yeah.
optimize, you can put some thresholds and pruning.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you can make it real time. So then again compromise between the quality and
mm-hmm.
yeah. But still it's good like now you
okay.
can just check multi sync and then voices.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you just have chosen some text? Any text you just
yeah,
put in and
Douglas Adams, that book in our
okay.
But only sometimes like it can like
just
all
general
this
English text the book.
Yeah,
I try.
It can read. How does it read? From which? How to state it? Is it possible to read PDFs or just standard
no,
text?
TXT.
Whatever TXT, right?
Yeah,
files.
ASCII file.
Uh-huh.
ASCII file,
but you can take a PDF and convert PDF to
ASCII.
Yeah. Well,
but only the problem is again acronyms and sometimes it expands, sometimes
yeah.
it may not expand because
it
it's
was
not in the dictionary.
So
it's not in the
really?
Dictionary. Like if again it's problem like so. But those things you can add like if you're really familiar with history, so you can add always.
I know, and I don't want to go too much
yeah.
in detail.
But at
so
least these
much.
Things okay. Like it won't really make mistakes. So often, like sometimes.
Anyway, who's the
I
author of Festival?
Alan Black and Paul Taylor. They started Festival in 1960.
These are the Edinburgh people.
Right?
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And I thought that's the guy from CSLU from Portland who was there. Doing.
This Johan Waters or like.
Yeah, but there was.
No, what they did Portland OGA, they did LPC based synthesis. The festival is already like it's one
No,
first you start with.
but that was the guy who is on a wheelchair now. He cannot move even. He's very in, like in the, I'll say that, like he cannot. He just can speak only through some festival system or something like that. He
From
was the
Fuji.
out. No, yeah, he was working, I think, in Ujjain. He's very famous, but I said that he was the author.
No,
No, it
he
was
was.
developed for him. Like, he was just first tester, I think, of the system.
Okay.
Something like
Yeah,
that.
maybe because.
But it's not text-to-speech, it's just a synthesis, which means, like, it's more or less the same, but I don't know.
Yeah, first we started in CSR with Alan Black and Paul Teller.
Yeah.
Then
So
it
it's
expanded to
somebody.
many places because if
And
somebody
Simon
fell.
King is playing with that, right? That
Now
guy.
Simon King is one of the others, but Rob Clark is the main name, I
Yeah,
think.
Rob Voice.
Rob Voice is there surely.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Think that's enough.
Yeah.
Is there anything more about Lisbon or interest me?
No other papers further, just one paper
Is enough.
and festival from Linux. It's very interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've not done one festival.
That's quite one size. This is crazy.
Yeah, but this paper maybe.
It's not easy to leave this room without breaking anything.
How much?